Good morning. It's Friday, May 29th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A controversial new currency proposal is taking shape in Washington. The Trump administration is preparing plans for a possible new $250 bill that could feature President Donald Trump's portrait. Federal law currently bans living people from appearing on U.S. currency, but Republican lawmakers have introduced legislation to create an exception as part of America's 250th anniversary celebrations this year. Treasury officials say design preparations are underway in case Congress approves the measure. Critics, including Democratic Senator Mark Warner, argue the move is politically motivated and disconnected from economic concerns facing ordinary Americans. The U.S. has not circulated notes larger than $100 since 1969, though larger bills remain legal tender. Any final decision now depends on Congress and the White House. Another news. A fiery setback has shaken one of America's biggest private space companies. A Blue Origin rocket exploded during a ground test late Thursday at Cape Canaveral in Florida, sending a massive fireball across the launch pad. The company, founded by Amazon billionaire Jeff Bezos, said the incident happened during a hot fire test ahead of an upcoming mission. No injuries were reported, and all personnel were accounted for safely. Bezos called it a very rough day, but pledged the company would rebuild and continue flying. NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman described heavy lift rocket development as extraordinarily difficult and said investigators would examine the failure closely. The Federal Aviation Administration confirmed the test was outside licensed launch operations. The explosion adds to recent setbacks for Blue Origin's New Glenn rocket program. Around the world, diplomatic negotiations between Washington and Tehran remain fragile. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance says the United States and Iran are very close to a deal aimed at extending the current ceasefire, though key disagreements remain unresolved. Reports suggest the framework would extend the truce for 60 days while opening negotiations over Iran's nuclear program and shipping access through the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian media, however, denied that any agreement has been finalized. One major sticking point is Iran's highly enriched uranium stockpile, which Washington wants removed or diluted. Both sides have also accused each other of violating the ceasefire in recent days. Despite the uncertainty, U.S. officials say talks are continuing, while President Donald Trump faces growing pressure from allies and lawmakers to avoid another escalation in the region. Another news. Tensions from the war in Ukraine have now spilled directly into NATO territory. Romanian officials say a Russian drone crashed into an apartment building in the eastern city of Gilidi overnight, injuring two people and sparking a fire. Emergency crews evacuated around 70 residents after the drone's explosive payload detonated on impact. Romania's defense ministry said the drone entered its airspace during Russian attacks near Ukraine's border, prompting NATO member Romania to scramble F-16 fighter jets. Bucharest called the incident a serious and irresponsible escalation by Russia and urged NATO to speed up anti-drone defense support. NATO condemned what it described as Russian recklessness. Romanian authorities say drone fragments linked to the Ukraine war have landed on Romanian territory dozens of times since Russia's full-scale invasion began in 2022. Another news, and climate scientists are warning that record heat is likely here to stay. The United Nations World Meteorological Organization says global temperatures are expected to remain at or near record highs through at least 2030. Scientists estimate there is now a 75% chance that average temperatures over the next 5 years will exceed the critical 1.5 degrees Celsius warming threshold set under the Paris Climate Agreement. The agency also says there is an 86% chance that another single year before 2031 will surpass 2024 as the hottest year ever recorded. Researchers point to greenhouse gas emissions and a likely El Niño event in late 2026 as key drivers. The warning comes as Europe faces unusually early heat waves and Arctic temperatures continue rising at more than triple the global average. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.